2UE's 2015.
Yeah. Julian, I'm sorry to keep you up.
Whack on a beanie.
At the end of the day, you can only do your best.
The year in review.
September and the world still grapples with the growing threat of Islamic State and terrorism. The federal government confirms Australia's involvement with the Air Force carrying out bombing raids.
I just want to stress that we are targeting Daesh. We are targeting the death cult.
Outside of the military action, the flood of refugees pouring into Europe leads Australia to offer assistance.
We must play our part in this humanitarian crisis.
I met with the Prime Minister and advised him that I would be challenging him for the leadership.
Pressure had been mounting all year, but the coup was short, sharp, and from Mr. Abbott's point of view, unexpected.
We are not the Labor Party. Our government is better than this, and by God, that our country is so much better than this.
A Liberal Party room ballot sees Malcolm Turnbull elected leader and Prime Minister by 10 votes.
I'm very humbled by the great honour and responsibility that has been given to me today.
Tony Abbott remains in Parliament and vows to support the government.
When you join the game, you accept the rules.
And scandals engulf the convenience store chain 7-Eleven. It's revealed that stores have been underpaying their staff by as much as 50%.
It's an independent investigation into who's been underpaid, and the aim is to compensate them fully.
The scandal claims the scalps of the company's senior management.
The Year in Review on Sydney's original 2UE 954.